that is unique, not off the wall. I try to keep my designs controlled, if you will, but absolutely unique to themselves at the same time. So a lot of time is spent drawing and getting something, getting it only takes a couple of pencil strokes to really spark my imagination. That looks really interesting. Just a couple of pencil strokes, and then it kind of builds from there. And from that point, I try to work in the function of the piece, because if it's not functional, it's not doing its job. So after we come up with the conceptual idea of the piece, and the drawings have evolved to something that I feel comfortable in, the design would be approved. And then from that point, I start with cardboard usually, and do a full-scale prototype to see how it feels in three dimensions, and really work out some of the scale details. From that point, we go into doing a prototype. I like to work with poplar at that point. It's an easy wood to work with. It's a hardwood, it works a lot like a lot of the woods I work with. So in cutting and finishing, that kind of thing. From that point, I'll do a scale prototype to work out any other issues that may come up, depending on the design, of course. From that point, I'll do a full-scale prototype, which would entail building the jigs or tooling that need to create the piece. After I've worked out any issues that may come up there, I'm ready to start working with the exotic woods and start the piece itself. So at that point, I keep my clients posted on the progress of the piece as I'm building it. I photograph it, and there's many emails throughout the process. Sometimes there's not much to see at the beginning. There's getting the wood and cutting the wood and gluing the wood up and, you know, really building the pieces and the tools that I need to put the whole piece together. But once it starts coming together, then you start seeing something happening. And at the end, I don't like to show the client the final piece. I like to I like them to see that when I deliver it. So when I'm about 80% done or so, that's the last pictures you get. And then from there, when it's delivered, you get that special moment when you get to see it finished for the first time.
So you build this essentially five times. I think I counted that.
Sounds about right.
Five times, and then that's when the thing is finally. You work on one piece at a time?
One piece at a time, right.
Wow.
Sometimes something small.
Have you ever gotten four designs in and went, uh-oh, and had to go right back to the sketch?
I haven't had that particular problem. When I'm dedicated to a piece, I usually set myself to it, just because it takes so much time and effort, and to stay focused on something when it's so complex, to take myself away to do something else, I think would be unfair.
I guess I didn't answer it. I guess my question is, you've done all the design, you've done the prototypes, but you're now starting to do maybe the scale prototype with the wood, and all of a sudden you realize that it's not going to work the way you thought it would. Is that ever occurred, or is that the mistakes that you were referring to way back when?
I just recently had an issue where when I did the drawing, it's not in three dimensions, when you get the piece in three dimensions, the way I wanted to bring a couple of the pieces together, it wasn't going to work the way I wanted it to. So there are times where you have to step back and say, okay, wait a minute, I've got a little issue here. I've got to figure this out. That happens really all the time. Yeah. There's always issues that come up with the wood itself. You know, having issues when you cut into it, it could be bad on the inside, or insects or that have eaten it away on the inside that you didn't see on the outside. So that's rare, but it does happen.
All right, we only have a minute or two left, so let's get the people the information about where to find you, because I was lucky enough to find you by talking to April. But where? How would we learn about you, and where can we see your pieces or get more information about your business?
Sure. I have my portfolio online at schlackfurniture.com. Mm-hmm. That's S-C-H-L-A-C-K. Right. And search for Schlack Furniture Design will get you there as well.
Okay. You were featured in that article on Tim Andrews. Any other features that you've come across or that you're aware of?
Not yet. I've been hiding in my studio, locked in it, building furniture, so I really haven't had time.
You need a marketing guy.
Yeah.
And what are your future plans? I know you've been doing it for 20 years.
Sure.
What are your visions? What have you woken up out of bed and said, I want to bend Australian something or other furniture? In the...
I'm trying to make a name for myself. I don't want to just be another furniture maker.
Uh-huh.
The future, hopefully, I can help really take furniture and have it looked at as art,
mm-hmm.
Which unfortunately it's not looked upon as art as much as glass blowing or painting is, since furniture performs a function. It's not really looked upon that way. So
right. Well, I've looked at your furniture, and I can tell you, if you do get your name out there, you will achieve. It's really fascinating, folks. I highly recommend that you look up his website, schlackfurniture.com. It takes you by surprise how unique, and you just can't give one classification, one word to it. It's very unique work, and it is, as we've talked about here, art as well as design and function. So I highly recommend that you give it a look-see, and I wish you the best, man. It's awesome. I hope you make a name for yourself, because it's very, very unique stuff that you're doing for the last 20 years.
Thanks so much, Chris. I really appreciate
it. All right. Thank you so much, Tom, and good luck to you in April. All right. I got to get out of here. It turns out that the Prez is not coming in, but Richard G. is. So be on the lookout for Tune In 100 in with the Richard G. Before I go, though, remember what my good friend Vincent Arnolino said from the Amberjack 5, never say I should have, and that means today that you should go and look up schlackfurniture.com and check out those unique pieces, because they are a wonder. I'll be on tomorrow again, 8 o'clock. This is Big C signing off on Good Morning Hunting and huntingchamberradio.com. All right, we're back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture, and boy, I tell you, this is an education I am getting here. Tom, when we left, we were talking about your creations, but throughout the whole discussion for the last 45 minutes, you've been foreshadowing the amount of work and the amount of process that goes into in your work, and I understand that each piece is different, but in general, could you just give me an understanding so you can raise my expectations as to, if I ask you to come in and do a piece, what is the process and how long does it really take you to do it?
Sure. Well, of course, it depends on the piece and the scale, but we start off with the problem, which would be you need a table or there's a space that needs to be filled. I come and measure. Mm-hmm. The space that I need to fill, the client would let me know what basically they're looking for, and the needs of the piece, whether it have to hold something whatever that may be,
mm-hmm.
A TV or the wet bar or whatever it may be. from that point, I get started on drawing and kind of letting the mind go wild and come up with something that is unique, not off the wall. I try to keep my designs controlled, if you will, but absolutely unique to themselves at the same time. So a lot of time is spent drawing and getting something, getting it only takes a couple of pencil strokes to really spark my imagination. That looks really interesting. Just a couple of pencil strokes, and then it kind of builds from there. And from that point, I try to work in the function of the piece, because if it's not functional, it's not doing its job. So after we come up with the conceptual idea of the piece, and the drawings have evolved to something that I feel comfortable in, the design would be approved. And then from that point, I start with cardboard usually and do a full-scale prototype to see how it feels in three dimensions, and really work out some of the scale details. From that point, we go into doing a prototype. I like to work with poplar at that point. It's an easy wood to work with. It's a hard wood, it works a lot like a lot of the woods I work with. So in cutting and finishing, that kind of thing. From that point, I'll do a scale prototype to work out any other issues that may come up, depending on the design, of course. From that point, I'll do a full-scale prototype, which would entail building the jigs or tooling that need to create the piece. After I've worked out any issues that may come up there, I'm ready to start working with the exotic woods and start the piece itself. So at that point, I keep my clients posted on the progress of the piece as I'm building it. I photograph it, and there's many emails throughout the process. Sometimes there's not much to see at the beginning. There's getting the wood and cutting the wood and gluing the wood up and, you know, really building the pieces and the tools that I need to put the whole piece together. But once it starts coming together, then you start seeing something happening. And at the end, I don't like to show the client the final piece. I like to I like them to see that when I deliver it. So when I'm about 80% done or so, that's the last pictures you get. And then from there, when it's delivered, it's you get that special moment when you get to see it finished for the first time.
So you build this essentially five times. I think I counted that.
Sounds about right.
Five times, and then that's when the thing is finally. You work on one piece at a time?
One piece at a time, right.
Wow.
Sometimes something small.
Have you ever gotten four designs in and went, uh-oh, and had to go right back to the sketch?
No, I haven't had that particular problem. When I'm dedicated to a piece, I usually set myself to it. Just because it takes so much time and effort, and to stay focused on something when it's so complex, to take myself away to do something else, I think would be unfair.
I guess I didn't answer it. I guess my question is, you've done all the design, you've done the prototypes, but you're now starting to do maybe the scale prototype with the wood, and all of a sudden you realize that it's not going to work the way you thought it would. Is that ever occurred, or is that the mistakes that you were referring to way back when?
I just recently had an issue where when I did the drawing, because it's not in three dimensions, when you get the piece in three dimensions, the way I wanted to bring a couple of the pieces together, it wasn't going to work the way I wanted it to. So there are times where you have to step back and say, okay, wait a minute, I've got a little issue here. I've got to figure this out. That happens really all the time. Yeah. There's always issues that come up with the wood itself, you know, having issues when you cut into it. It could be bad on the inside, or insects, or that have eaten it away on the inside that you didn't see on the outside. So that's rare, but it does happen.
All right, we only have a minute or two left, so let's get the people the information about where to find you, because I was lucky enough to find you by talking to April. But where? How would we learn about you, and where can we see your pieces, or get more information about your business?
Sure. I have my portfolio online at schlackfurniture.com. Mm-hmm. That's S-C-H-L-A-C-K. Mm-hmm. And search for Schlack Furniture Design. I'll get you there as well.
Okay. You were featured in that article on Tim Andrews. Any other features that you've come across or that you're aware of?
Not yet. I've been hiding in my studio, locked in it, building furniture, so I haven't really had time.
You need a marketing guy.
Yeah.
And what are your future plans? I know you've been doing it for 20 years.
Sure.
What are your visions? What have you woken up out of bed and said, I want to bend Australian something or other furniture?
I'm trying to make a name for myself. I don't want to just be another furniture maker.
Uh-huh.
The future, hopefully, I can help really take furniture and have it looked at as art, which unfortunately it's not looked upon as art as much as glass blowing or painting is, since furniture performs a function. It's not really looked upon that way. So
right. Well, I've looked at your furniture, and I can tell you, if you do get your name out there, you will achieve. It's really fascinating, folks. I highly recommend that you look up his website, schlackfurniture.com. It takes you by surprise how unique, you just can't give one classification, one word to it. It's very unique work, and it is, as we've talked about here, art as well as design and function. So I highly recommend that you give it a look-see, and I wish you the best, man. It's awesome. I hope you make a name for yourself, because it's very, very unique stuff that you're doing for the last 20 years.
Thanks so much, Chris. I really appreciate
it. All right. Thank you so much, Tom, and good luck to you in April. All right. I got to get out of here. It turns out that the Prez is not coming in, but Richard G. is. So be on the lookout for Tune In 100 In with the Richard G. Before I go, though, remember what my good friend Vincent Arnolino said from the Amberjack 5, never say I should have, and that means today that you should go and look up schlackfurniture.com and check out those unique pieces, because they are a wonder. I'll be on tomorrow again, 8 o'clock. This is Big C signing off on Good Morning Hunting and huntingchamberradio.com. We're back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture, and boy, I tell you, this is an education I am getting here. Tom, when we left, we were talking about your creations, but throughout the whole discussion for the last 45 minutes, you've been foreshadowing the amount of work and the amount of process that goes into your work, and I understand that each piece is different, but in general, could you just give me an understanding so you can raise my expectations as to, if I ask you to come in and do a piece, what is the process, and how long does it really take you to do it?
Sure. Well, of course, it depends on the piece and the scale, but we start off with the problem, which would be you need a table or there's a space that needs to be filled. I come and measure. Mm-hmm. The space that I need to fill, the client would let me know what basically they're looking for, and the needs of the piece, whether it have to hold something or whatever that may be, you know, a TV or the wet bar or whatever it may be. From that point, I get started on drawing and kind of letting the mind go wild and come up with something that is unique, not off the wall. I try to keep my designs controlled, if you will, but absolutely unique to themselves at the same time. So a lot of time is spent drawing and getting something, getting it only takes a couple of pencil strokes to really spark my imagination. Oh, well, that looks really interesting. You know, just a couple of pencil strokes, and then it kind of builds from there. And from that point, I try to work in the function of the piece, because if it's not functional, it's not doing its job. So after we come up with the conceptual idea of the piece, and the drawings have evolved to something that I feel comfortable in, the design would be approved. And then from that point, I start with cardboard usually, and do a full scale prototype to see how it feels in three dimensions, and really work out some of the scale details. From that point, we go into doing a prototype. I like to work with poplar at that point. It's an easy wood to work with. It's a hard wood, and it works a lot like a lot of the woods I work with. So in cutting and finishing, that kind of thing. From that point, I'll do a scale prototype to work out any other issues that may come up, depending on the design, of course. From that point, I'll do a full-scale prototype, which would entail building the jigs or tooling that need to create the piece. After I've worked out any issues that may come up there, I'm ready to start working with the exotic woods and start the piece itself. So at that point, I keep my clients posted on the progress of the piece as I'm building it. I photograph it, and there's many emails throughout the process. Sometimes there's not much to see at the beginning. There's getting the wood and cutting the wood and gluing the wood up and, you know, really building the pieces and the tools that I need to put the whole piece together. But once it starts coming together, then you start seeing something happening. And at the end, I don't like to show the client the final piece. I like to, I like them to see that when I deliver it. So when I'm about 80% done or so, that's the last pictures you get. And then from there, when it's delivered, it's, you get that special, moment when you get to see it finished, for the first time.
So you build this essentially five times. I think I counted that.
Sounds about right.
Five times, and then that's when the thing is final. You work on one piece at a time?
One piece at a time, right.
Wow.
Sometimes something small.
Have you ever gotten four designs in and went, uh-oh, and had to go right back to the sketch?
No, I haven't had that particular problem. When I'm dedicated to a piece, I usually set myself to it. Just because it takes so much time and effort, and to stay focused on something when it's so complex, to take myself away to do something else, I think would be unfair.
I guess I didn't answer it. I guess my question is, you've done all the design, you've done the prototypes, but you're now starting to do maybe the scale prototype with the wood, and all of a sudden you realize that it's not going to work the way you thought it would. Is that ever occurred, or is that the mistakes that you were referring to way back when?
Well, I just recently had an issue where when I did the drawing, because it's not in three dimensions, when you get the piece in three dimensions, the way I wanted to bring a couple of the pieces together, it wasn't going to work the way I wanted it to. So there are times where you have to step back and say, okay, wait a minute, I've got a little issue here. I've got to figure this out. That happens really all the time. Yeah. There's always issues that come up with the wood itself. Mm-hmm. You know, having issues when you cut into it, it could be bad on the inside, or insects, or
right.
That have eaten it away on the inside that you didn't see on the outside. So that's rare, but it does happen.
All right, we only have a minute or two left, so let's get the people the information about where to find you, because I was lucky enough to find you by talking to April. But where? How would we learn about you, and where can we see your pieces or get more information about your business?
Sure. I have my portfolio online at schlackfurniture.com. Mm-hmm. That's S-C-H-L-A-C-K. Mm-hmm. And search for Schlack Furniture Design. I'll get you there as well.
Okay. You were featured in that article on Tim Andrews. Any other features that you've come across or that you're aware of?
Not yet. I've been hiding in my studio, locked in it, building furniture, so I haven't really had time.
So you need a marketing guy.
Yeah.
And what are your future plans? I know you've been doing it for 20 years.
Sure.
What are your visions? What have you woken up out of bed and said, I want to bend Australian something or other furniture?
I'm trying to make a name for myself. I don't want to just be another furniture maker.
Uh-huh.
The future, hopefully, I can help really take furniture and have it looked at as art,
mm-hmm.
Which unfortunately it's not looked upon as art as much as glass blowing or painting is, since furniture performs a function. It's not really looked upon that way. So
right. Well, I've looked at your furniture, and I can tell you, if you do get your name out there, you will achieve. It's really fascinating, folks. I highly recommend that you look up his website, schlackfurniture.com. It takes you by surprise how unique, you just can't give one classification, one word to it. It's very unique work, and it is, as we've talked about here, art as well as design and function. So I highly recommend that you give it a look-see, and I wish you the best, man. It's awesome. I hope you make a name for yourself, because it's very, very unique stuff that you're doing for the last 20 years.
Thanks so much, Chris. I really appreciate
it. All right. Thank you so much, Tom, and good luck to you in April. All right. I got to get out of here. Turns out that the Prez is not coming in, but Richard G. is. So be on the lookout for Tune In 100 In with the Richard G. Before I go, though, remember what my good friend Vincent Arnolino said from the Amberjack 5, never say I should have, and that means today that you should go and look up schlackfurniture.com and check out those unique pieces, because they are a wonder. I'll be on tomorrow again, 8 o'clock. This is Big C signing off on Good Morning Hunting and huntingchamberradio.com. We're back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture, and boy, I tell you, this is an education I am getting here. Tom, when we left, we were talking about your creations, but throughout the whole discussion for the last 45 minutes, you've been foreshadowing the amount of work and the amount of process that goes into your work, and I understand that each piece is different, but in general, could you just give me an understanding so you can raise my expectations as to, if I ask you to come in and do a piece, what is the process, and how long does it really take you to do it?
Sure. Well, of course, it depends on the piece and the scale, but we start off with the problem, which would be you need a table or there's a space that needs to be filled. I come and measure. The space that I need to fill. The client would let me know what basically they're looking for, and the needs of the piece, whether it have to hold something or whatever that may be, a TV or the wet bar or whatever it may be. From that point, I get started on drawing and kind of letting the mind go wild and come up with something that is unique, not off the wall. I try to keep my designs controlled, if you will, but absolutely unique to themselves at the same time. So a lot of time is spent drawing and getting something, it only takes a couple of pencil strokes to really spark my imagination. That looks really interesting. Just a couple of pencil strokes, and then it kind of builds from there. And from that point, I try to work in the function of the piece, because if it's not functional, it's not doing its job. So after we come up with the conceptual idea of the piece, and the drawings have evolved to something that I feel comfortable in, the design would be approved. And then from that point, I start with cardboard usually, and do a full scale prototype to see how it feels in three dimensions, and really work out some of the scale details. From that point, we go into doing a prototype. I like to work with poplar at that point. It's an easy wood to work with. It's a hard wood, and it works a lot like a lot of the woods I work with. So in cutting and finishing, that kind of thing. From that point, I'll do a scale prototype to work out any other issues that may come up, depending on the design, of course. From that point, I'll do a full-scale prototype, which would entail building the jigs or tooling that need to create the piece. After I've worked out any issues that may come up there, I'm ready to start working with the exotic woods and start the piece itself. So at that point, I keep my clients posted on the progress of the piece as I'm building it. I photograph it, and there's many emails throughout the process. Sometimes there's not much to see at the beginning. There's getting the wood and cutting the wood and gluing the wood up and, you know, really building the pieces and the tools that I need to put the whole piece together. But once it starts coming together, then you start seeing something happening. And at the end, I don't like to show the client the final piece. I like to, I like them to see that when I deliver it. So when I'm about 80% done or so, that's the last pictures you get. And then from there, when it's delivered, you get that special moment when you get to see it finished for the first time.
So you build this essentially 5 times. I think I counted that.
Sounds about right.
5 times, and then that's when the thing is final. You work on one piece at a time?
One piece at a time, right.
Wow.
Sometimes something small.
Have you ever gotten four designs in and went, uh-oh, and had to go right back to the sketch?
No, I haven't had that particular problem. When I'm dedicated to a piece, I usually set myself to it. Just because it takes so much time and effort, and to stay focused on something when it's so complex, to take myself away to do something else, I think would be unfair.
I guess I didn't answer it. I guess my question is, you've done all the design, you've done the prototypes, but you're now starting to do maybe the scale prototype with the wood, and all of a sudden you realize that it's not going to work the way you thought it would. Is that ever occurred, or is that the mistakes that you were referring to way back when?
I just recently had an issue where when I did the drawing, because it's not in three dimensions, when you get the piece in three dimensions, the way I wanted to bring a couple of the pieces together, it wasn't going to work the way I wanted it to. So there are times where you have to step back and say, okay, wait a minute, I've got a little issue here. I've got to figure this out. That happens really all the time. Yeah. There's always issues that come up with the wood itself. Mm-hmm. You know, having issues when you cut into it. It could be bad on the inside, or insects, or that have eaten it away on the inside that you didn't see on the outside. So that's rare, but it does happen.
All right, we only have a minute or two left, so let's get the people the information about where to find you, because I was lucky enough to find you by talking to April. But how would we learn about you, and where can we see your pieces or get more information about your business?
Sure. I have my portfolio online at schlackfurniture.com. Mm-hmm. That's S-C-H-L-A-C-K. Mm-hmm. And search for Schlack Furniture Design will get you there as well.
Okay. You were featured in that article on Tim Andrews. Any other features that you've come across or that you're aware of?
Not yet. I've been hiding in my studio, locked in it, building furniture, so I haven't really had time
to. You need a marketing guy.
Yeah.
And what are your future plans? I know you've been doing it for 20 years.
Sure.
What are your visions? What have you woken up out of bed and said, I want to bend Australian something or other furniture?
Well, you know, I'm trying to make a name for myself. You know, I don't want to just be another furniture maker.
Uh-huh.
The future, hopefully, I can help really take furniture and have it looked at as art,
mm-hmm.
Which unfortunately it's not looked upon as art as much as you know, glass blowing or painting is, since furniture performs a function. It's not really looked upon that way. So
right. Well, I've looked at your furniture, and I can tell you, if you do get your name out there, you will achieve. It's really fascinating, folks. I highly recommend that you look up his website, schlackfurniture.com. It takes you by surprise how unique, and you just can't give one classification, one word to it. It's very unique work, and it is, as we've talked about here, art as well as design and function. So I highly recommend that you give it a look-see, and I wish you the best, man. It's awesome. I hope you make a name for yourself, because it's very, very unique stuff that you're doing for the last 20 years.
Thanks so much, Chris. I really appreciate
it. All right. Thank you so much, Tom, and good luck to you in April. All right, I got to get out of here. It turns out that the Prez is not coming in, but Richard G. is. So be on the lookout for Tune In 100 In with the Richard G. Before I go, though, remember what my good friend Vincent Arnolino said from the Amberjack 5, never say I should have, and that means today that you should go and look up schlackfurniture.com and check out those unique pieces, because they are a wonder. I'll be on tomorrow again, 8 o'clock. This is Big C signing off on Good Morning Hunting and HuntingChamberRadio.com. Right, we're back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture, and boy, I tell you, this is an education I am getting here. Tom, when we left, we were talking about your creations, but throughout the whole discussion for the last 45 minutes, you've been foreshadowing the amount of work and the amount of process that goes into your work, and I understand that each piece is different, but in general, could you just give me an understanding so you can raise my expectations as to, if I ask you to come in and do a piece, what is the process, and how long does it really take you to do it?
Sure. Well, of course, it depends on the piece and the scale, but we start off with the problem, which would be you need a table or there's a space that needs to be filled. I come and measure. the space that I need to fill. The client would let me know what basically they're looking for and the needs of the piece, whether it have to hold something or whatever that may be, a TV or the wet bar or whatever it may be. From that point, I get started on drawing and kind of letting the mind go wild and come up with something that is unique, not off the wall. I try to keep my designs controlled, if you will, but absolutely unique to themselves at the same time. So a lot of time is spent drawing and getting something, it only takes a couple of pencil strokes to really spark my imagination. That looks really interesting. Just a couple of pencil strokes, and then it kind of builds from there. And from that point, I try to work in the function of the piece, because if it's not functional, it's not doing its job. So after we come up with the conceptual idea of the piece, and the drawings have evolved to something that I feel comfortable in, the design would be approved. And then from that point, I start with cardboard usually and do a full-scale prototype to see how it feels in three dimensions, and really work out some of the scale details. From that point, we go into doing a prototype. I like to work with poplar at that point. It's an easy wood to work with. It's a hard wood, it works a lot like a lot of the woods I work with. So in cutting and finishing, that kind of thing. From that point, I'll do a scale prototype to work out any other issues that may come up, depending on the design, of course. From that point, I'll do a full-scale prototype, which would entail building the jigs or tooling that need to create the piece. After I've worked out any issues that may come up there, I'm ready to start working with the exotic woods and start the piece itself. So at that point, I keep my clients posted on the progress of the piece as I'm building it. I photograph it, and there's many emails throughout the process. Sometimes there's not much to see at the beginning. There's getting the wood and cutting the wood and gluing the wood up and, you know, really building the pieces and the tools that I need to put the whole piece together. But once it starts coming together, then you start seeing something happening. And at the end, I don't like to show the client the final piece. I like to I like them to see that when I deliver it. So when I'm about 80% done or so, that's the last pictures you get. And then from there, when it's delivered, you get that special moment when you get to see it finished for the first time.
So you build this essentially five times. I think I counted that.
Sounds about right.
Five times, and then that's when the thing is finally. You work on one piece at a time?
One piece at a time, right.
Wow.
Sometimes something small.
Have you ever gotten four designs in and went, uh-oh, and had to go right back to the sketch?
No, I haven't had that particular problem. When I'm dedicated to a piece, I usually set myself to it, just because it takes so much time and effort, and to stay focused on something when it's so complex, to take myself away to do something else, I think would be unfair.
I guess I didn't answer it. I guess my question is: you've done all the design, you've done the prototypes, but you're now starting to do maybe the scale prototype with the wood, and all of a sudden you realize that it's not going to work the way you thought it would. Is that ever occurred, or is that the mistakes that you were referring to way back when?
I just recently had an issue where when I did the drawing, because it's not in three dimensions, when you get the piece in three dimensions, the way I wanted to bring a couple of the pieces together, it wasn't going to work the way I wanted it to. So there are times where you have to step back and say, okay, wait a minute, I've got a little issue here. I've got to figure this out. That happens really all the time. Yeah. There's always issues that come up with the wood itself. Mm-hmm. You know, having issues when you cut into it, it could be bad on the inside, or insects, or that have eaten it away on the inside that you didn't see on the outside. So that's rare, but it does happen.
All right, we only have a minute or two left, so let's get the people the information about where to find you, because I was lucky enough to find you by talking to April. But how would we learn about you, and where can we see your pieces or get more information about your business?
Sure. I have my portfolio online at schlackfurniture.com. Mm-hmm. That's S-C-H-L-A-C-K. Mm-hmm. And search for Schlack Furniture Design will get you there as well.
Okay. You were featured in that article on Tim Andrews. Any other features that you've come across or that you're aware of?
Not yet. I've been hiding in my studio, locked in it, building furniture, so I haven't really had time.
You need a marketing guy.
Yeah.
And what are your future plans? I know you've been doing it for 20 years.
Sure.
What are your visions? What have you woken up out of bed and said, I want to bend Australian something or other furniture?
I'm trying to make a name for myself. I don't want to just be another furniture maker.
Uh-huh.
The future, hopefully, I can help really take furniture and have it looked at as art, which unfortunately it's not looked upon as art as much as glass blowing or painting is, since furniture performs a function. It's not really looked upon that way. So
right. Well, I've looked at your furniture, and I can tell you, if you do get your name out there, you will achieve. It's really fascinating, folks. I highly recommend that you look up his website, schlackfurniture.com. It takes you by surprise how unique, and you just can't give one classification, one word to it. It's very unique work, and it is, as we've talked about here, art as well as design and function. So I highly recommend that you give it a look-see, and I wish you the best, man. It's awesome. I hope you make a name for yourself, because it's very, very unique stuff that you're doing for the last 20 years.
Thanks so much, Chris. I really appreciate
it. All right. Thank you so much, Tom, and good luck to you in April. All right. I got to get out of here. It turns out that the Prez is not coming in, but Richard G. is. So be on the lookout for Tune In 100 in with the Richard G. Before I go, though, remember what my good friend Vincent Ardolino said from the Amberjack 5, never say I should have, and that means today that you should go and look up schlackfurniture.com and check out those unique pieces, because they are a wonder. I'll be on tomorrow again, 8 o'clock. This is Big C signing off on Good Morning Hunting and huntingchamberradio.com. Alright, we're back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture, and boy, I tell you, this is an education I am getting here. Tom, when we left, we were talking about your creations, but throughout the whole discussion for the last 45 minutes, you've been foreshadowing the amount of work and the amount of process that goes into your work, and I understand that each piece is different, but in general, could you just give me an understanding so you can raise my expectations as to, if I ask you to come in and do a piece, what is the process, and how long does it really take you to do it?
Sure. Well, of course, it depends on the piece and the scale, but we start off with the problem, which would be you need a table or there's a space that needs to be filled, I come and measure the space that I need to fill. The client would let me know what basically they're looking for and the needs of the piece, whether it have to hold something or whatever that may be, a TV or the wet bar or whatever it may be. From that point, I get started on drawing and kind of letting the mind go wild and come up with something that is unique, not off the wall. I try to keep my designs controlled, if you will, but absolutely unique to themselves at the same time. So a lot of time is spent drawing and getting something, it only takes a couple of pencil strokes to really spark my imagination. That looks really interesting. Just a couple of pencil strokes, and then it kind of builds from there. And from that point, I try to work in the function of the piece, because if it's not functional, it's not doing its job. So after we come up with the conceptual idea of the piece, and the drawings have evolved to something that I feel comfortable in, the design would be approved, and then from that point, I start with cardboard usually, and do a full scale prototype to see how it feels in three dimensions, and really work out some of the scale details. From that point, we go into doing a prototype. I like to work with poplar at that point. It's an easy wood to work with. It's a hardwood, and it works a lot like a lot of the woods I work with. So in cutting and finishing, that kind of thing. From that point, I'll do a scale prototype to work out any other issues that may come up, depending on the design, of course. From that point, I'll do a full-scale prototype, which would entail building the jigs or tooling that need to create the piece. After I've worked out any issues that may come up there, I'm ready to start working with the exotic woods and start the piece itself. So at that point, I keep my clients posted on the progress of the piece as I'm building it. I photograph it, and there's many emails throughout the process. Sometimes there's not much to see at the beginning. There's getting the wood and cutting the wood and gluing the wood up and, you know, really building the pieces and the tools that I need to put the whole piece together. But once it starts coming together, then you start seeing something happening. And at the end, I don't like to show the client the final piece. I like to, I like them to see that when I deliver it. So when I'm about 80% done or so, that's the last pictures you get. And then from there, when it's delivered, you get that special moment when you get to see it finished for the first time.
So you build this essentially five times. I think I counted that.
Sounds about right.
Five times, and then that's when the thing is finally. You work on one piece at a time?
One piece at a time, right.
Wow.
Sometimes something small.
Have you ever gotten four designs in and went, uh-oh, and had to go right back to the sketch?
No, I haven't had that particular problem. When I'm dedicated to a piece, I usually set myself to it. Just because it takes so much time and effort, and to stay focused on something when it's so complex, to take myself away to do something else, I think would be unfair.
I guess I didn't answer it. I guess my question is, you've done all the design, you've done the prototypes, but you're now starting to do maybe the scale prototype with the wood, and all of a sudden you realize that it's not going to work the way you thought it would. Is that ever occurred, or is that the mistakes that you were referring to way back when?
I just recently had an issue where when I did the drawing, the way, because it's not in three dimensions, when you get the piece in three dimensions, the way I wanted to bring a couple of the pieces together, it wasn't going to work the way I wanted it to. So there are times where you have to step back and say, okay, wait a minute, I've got a little issue here. I've got to figure this out. That happens really all the time. Yeah. There's always issues that come up with the wood itself. Mm-hmm. You know, having issues when you cut into it, it could be bad on the inside, or insects, or that have eaten it away on the inside that you didn't see on the outside. So that's rare, but it does happen.
All right, we only have a minute or two left, so let's get the people the information about where to find you, because I was lucky enough to find you by talking to April. But where? How would we learn about you, and where can we see your pieces or get more information about your business?
Sure. I have my portfolio online at schlackfurniture.com. Mm-hmm. That's S-C-H-L-A-C-K. Right. And search for Schlack Furniture Design. I'll get you there as well.
Okay. You were featured in that article on Tim Andrews. Any other features that you've come across or that you're aware of?
Not yet. I've been hiding in my studio, locked in it, building furniture, so I haven't really had time.
So you need a marketing guy.
Yeah.
And what are your future plans? I know you've been doing it for 20 years.
Sure.
What are your visions? What have you woken up out of bed and said, I want to bend Australian something or other furniture?
I'm trying to make a name for myself. I don't want to just be another furniture maker. The future, hopefully, I can help really take furniture and have it looked at as art, which unfortunately it's not looked upon as art as much as glass blowing or painting is, since furniture performs a function. It's not really looked upon that way. So
right. Well, I've looked at your furniture, and I can tell you, if you do get your name out there, you will achieve. It's really fascinating, folks. I highly recommend that you look up his website, schlackfurniture.com. It takes you by surprise how unique, you just can't give one classification, one word to it. It's very unique work, and it is, as we've talked about here, art as well as design and function. So I highly recommend that you give it a look-see, and I wish you the best, man. It's awesome. I hope you make a name for yourself, because it's very, very unique stuff that you're doing for the last 20 years.
Thanks so much, Chris. I really appreciate
it. All right. Thank you so much, Tom, and good luck to you in April. All right. I got to get out of here. Turns out that the Prez is not coming in, but Richard G. is. So be on the lookout for Tune In 100 In with the Richard G. Before I go, though, remember what my good friend Vincent Arnolino said from the Amberjack 5, never say I should have, and that means today that you should go and look up schlackfurniture.com and check out those unique pieces, because they are a wonder. I'll be on tomorrow again, 8 o'clock. This is Big C signing off on Good Morning Hunting and huntingchamberradio.com. We're back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture, and boy, I tell you, this is an education I am getting here. Tom, when we left, we were talking about your creations, but throughout the whole discussion for the last 45 minutes, you've been foreshadowing the amount of work and the amount of process that goes into your work, and I understand that each piece is different, but in general, could you just give me an understanding so you can raise my expectations as to, if I ask you to come in and do a piece, what is the process, and how long does it really take you to do it?
Sure. Well, of course, it depends on the piece and the scale, but we start off with the problem, which would be you need a table or there's a space that needs to be filled. I come and measure the space that I need to fill. The client would let me know what basically they're looking for and the needs of the piece, whether it have to hold something or whatever that may be, a TV or the wet bar or whatever it may be. From that point, I get started on